I walked in the front door through the metal detectors and was searched and so on. If so, I was going to any of the other courts. I did, in fact, try to walk in through the front door of the inquiry and was stopped. And they asked me where I was going. And then I was asked to leave because I didn't have any press accreditation to be able to be there in the first place. And then I thought to myself, well, there must be a back way in. How does Lord Leveson himself get in there? So I just went down a couple of floors, up the back stairs, and found that there was no security at all. And the fact that the door to the court was wide open in the same way that Lord Leveson and himself would have got in there.
So you knew what door you were going through? You knew what?
Yeah, I knew it was Court 73, and it was clearly marked Court 73 on the door, yeah.
So you stepped through it, and there you were in the full glare of the world's media.
Yes.
And Karen, it must have been quite unnerving, even with the sort of resolve that clearly carried you that far.
Well, yeah, well, a little bit unnerving. It took me 5 minutes. I stood in a bathroom for 5 minutes recalculating what, in fact, was going to happen to me after I got through the door, but then decided that my beef with Tony Blair is too great to miss this opportunity.
But what did happen to you after you got through the door? We've seen some on the screen, but it would be nice to hear from you.
Well, I got in and I said this man should be arrested for being a war criminal, and then I made a statement about my evidence to show that, in my opinion, he is a war criminal. And then felt this collar being felt from behind. Two guys grabbed me from behind and pretty much pulled me backwards out of the court the same way as I'd come in.
And they took you downstairs, back out the back door, and
yes,
into a waiting police van.
Into a waiting police van. They didn't cuff me. They didn't arrest me. They haven't charged me or cautioned me. They took me away for a breach of the peace and asked me to stay away from the Leveson inquiry for the rest of its time.